RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Instead of talking football, all I want is Linnell to come in on his knees. Well, like, not, you know, just begging. You had to do that, huh? See, I could see the immaturity just oozing from that side of the glass. Cowboy B, who rarely pays attention to anything, of course hears that. And he's like, Rooster, come on. Looks over with that sly grin. He's like, did you actually say that? I'm talking about, like, you can say, I want somebody to come on their knees begging for mercy. Begging for forgiveness without it being a sexual overtone.
What are you talking about? We thought it was funny that that's what you wanted. That's all.
Yeah, sure.
I mean, you're paranoid, dude.
Longfellow Tidwad, who is Linnell's alter ego, says, new head coach, new offensive coordinator, new fella picking plays. WrestleMania is too in love with DQ. Listen tonight as I break it down on Westwood One Sports. Chris will be our special guest at 2:37 a.m. to break down the Lakers and LeBron James. Oh, man. This is why I see a brand onto myself. Oh, man. Back to our Bears conversation from earlier in the show. Navy Mo says, on the Bears' final pass, that was a good pass, but Caleb didn't get it to the receiver. Rooster, after that game, I have all the respect in the world for Caleb with Bo Nix and Drake May performing in their second season. JD5 is going to have to remind us of who he is. Interesting. How dare we criticize Jaden Daniels in these here parts? Don't you know it's simply and solely because he had no wide receivers and no separation? Oh, I see those analytics, man. I see those people. I see those fanboys all over the place on Twitter. And I've learned, stay out of it, stay out of it, stay out of it, stay out of it. Ignore it. Just bypass it. But I see it. I don't see everything, but I see a lot of it. Just because I don't respond doesn't mean I don't see it. Back to the phones we go. 301-230-0980. Before we get to Jason and Laurel, we get to Dale in Hyattsville. What up, Dale? How are you?
Hey, Chris. How you doing, man?
Hello, Dale. How are you? Happy New Year.
Oh, pretty good. Happy New Year to you. Same to you.
Thank you, buddy.
I've been listening to the conversation today, and I've been listening to who doesn't perform well in the playoffs and who does, and how a Super Bowl MVP is not doing well this year and stuff like that. I'm not only a Washington fan, I'm also a Ravens fan too. And I don't have no problem when you talk about the fact that Lamar Jackson doesn't perform in the big stages and don't win in the big stages. I have no problem with that. But the problem I really have is this, is that you look at Josh Allen's history and it's just as faulty as Lamar Jackson. Two AFC championship games in 21 and 25. Against Patrick Mahomes, and he loses against those two. He loses those two. The year before in 2024, where the winner between Kansas City and Buffalo was going to play Baltimore in the AFC Championship game in 2024, the game was played in Buffalo,
right?
And Josh Allen lost that game.
Yeah.
Now the decision that to make that two pointer in against the Eagles, he wanted to go for a two pointer. You see, They all they had to do was get an extra point, and the worst they would have gotten was overtime.
Right. If I was making that decision, I would have chosen that because I'm a more conservative, like, hey, let's extend the game as opposed to minimize the game. But it was pointed out to me a couple of things. One, his foot still banged up. Two, and as a matter of fact, he had x-rays after the game. Two, their field goal kicker sucks. So guarantee there.
But my thing is this, is that that decision cost him being fifth seeded to seventh.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not good.
Yeah.
That's not good at all.
No,
right. And the thing,
it's fair.
And my thing is this, I don't care black, white, or whoever, I don't care who you are, but if you're going to talk about the failings of Lamar Jackson, you got to do the same thing with Josh Allen.
No, that's fair. That's fair. The other thing that I would point out is Lamar lost in his only AFC championship game at home to Mahomes and Kansas City. Josh,
you can say that,
has lost on the road at Arrowhead to Kansas City and Mahomes. So,
But it's still you lose. I mean,
the point
I'm saying is that, listen, I'm one of those type of people who said, listen, you know, be fair across the board. I don't have no problem. I'm a fan of the Baltimore Ravens. I'm a fan of Lamar Jackson. But I admit that he is not performing the big stages, big.
Mm-hmm.
But Baltimore has even a bigger problem because they got to deal with that dead cap money. That's what they got to deal with at the end of the season.
Let me ask you this before I say goodbye. Sunday night they're going to play for the division, right? As unlikely as that is. Very winnable game at Pittsburgh regardless, okay?
Yes.
My buddy the Birdman, who's the biggest Ravens fan I know, texted me this morning and said Tyler Huntley should start over Lamar. Now, we know Lamar is not healthy, so obviously and clearly health will be the number one thing. But Lamar is, let's just say, medically 85%, are you starting him over 100% Tyler Huntley or –
No.
So Lamar's got to be in the 90s or
close to 100% because that's too much of a risk. And those contusions in the back are very tricky. The muscles have to be loosened up before you do anything. They said he couldn't even move around. He was like, he was locked. He couldn't like turn around and throw and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But the main thing they got to do, and I'm going to go back to one of your callers saying that Harbaugh is a good coach. He's not a good coach because if he was a good coach, he would know the makeup of his team, realizing that that's a running team.
Yeah.
And that you got going that direction. Lamar, let him throw, but not as much. The game plan should have been like what they do with Cincinnati when they played Cincinnati up in Cincinnati, where basically they won 24-0. You know, he just threw 12 passes and completed 8 for 150. And Henry got over 100 yards, and the defense play, that's what they got to do.
Right.
Not this fancy-ass stuff that they're doing.
Easier to do that against Cincinnati, though, than everyone else.
But you got to have that makeup in your mind to do that all the time.
I got you.
Because they could have done the same thing against New England when they had, Derrick Henry on the bench.
Yeah.
Why put him on the bench? And you got to run a game.
That's something that we talk, and I appreciate the phone call, Dale. As always, good to hear from you. We talked about that last week. I still am convinced, even though nobody will say it, that was over fumbles. Just like Bill, the running back here, nobody understands why Bill just disappeared for the most part after the Chicago game. It's because he fumbled like three times in two games. That's why. That's the number one reason why. Teams don't want to risk somebody with fumbleitis. But they had no choice. Baltimore on Saturday, run Derrick Henry, and they got away with it, and then some. They had no choice. They had Tyler Huntley, a backup quarterback, who has been good as a spot starter, but is not Lamar, is not a starter for a reason. All right, let's go to Jason and Laurel next up. What up, Jason? How are you?
What's up, Rooster? Thanks for taking my call. You and Amen. Hope Christmas was good.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Same to you.
Yeah. It was great. I You know, I think I hate that our season's been what it is, but I tell you what, like if you take a 100-yard step back, it's been a hell of a football season. I don't think I've seen that many bad games on primetime. I think all the Thursday night games this year have been good. And that game last night, that was like a heavyweight fight, you know, haymaker after haymaker. It was awesome.
I mean, usually you don't – maybe I'm a little bit jaded, but usually you do not see that kind of heavyweight battle on Sunday night or even in Monday night or Thursday night. I mean, sometimes you get that, but that was arguably the best game of the year, arguably.
There have been a lot of good games this year. And, you know, it's it sucks that we haven't been a part of that. But, you know, I think, you know, San Fran, I'm going to root for them for the rest of this season. You know, Kyle's 8-4 in the playoffs. He's been to 4 NFC championship games, 2 Super Bowls. He's lost both of them. They've been 4 in the playoffs. And if they win the number one seed, they're home for the rest of it. I'd love to see him win one. Cousin Kyle, as you call him. I think.
And that would be in their home stadium, by the way. Check this out. I got a little inside skinny on this. Ready? You ready for this one? Now, maybe this just is a little too inside football, but excuse me. If San Francisco, however they do it, advances to the Super Bowl, do you know that they can't practice or do their meetings at their home facility?
Really?
Yeah. The NFL said nobody is practicing or using the 49ers facility. The NFC champion is using San Jose State's facility, and the AFC champion has to go to Stanford's facility, which is like a half an hour away from Levi's Stadium. So if the 49ers make it to the Super Bowl in their home stadium, they cannot use their home facility and building in order to practice, have meetings, prepare, what have you, for the week of the game.
That's kind of a weird rule. I don't get it. But, you know, I think for us Commander fans, I think we ought to look at the 49ers and take a deep breath. I think the 49ers are a perfect example of good coaching, which is part of what you need. Players that can play and develop, that's part of what you need. But roster building, if you look at the Niners draft picks since 2017, since Kyle got there, every year they've drafted offensive linemen, defensive linemen, linebackers, and a wide receiver or a tight end. Mm-hmm. Every year they've drafted that. And they've had some misses. You know, they've had some fifth-rounders that are like, you know, Kettle. That's been awesome. But you got to draft every year. You got to develop your guys. You got to have good coaching. You're right. It's not just coaching, but it's also not just players. And you got to have development. And I think some of the talk that we've heard on the radio waves this year about Peter's draft picks aren't good enough yet. Like, what are you guys talking about? 2 seasons, 1 season. Sandersfield's got like 4 turnovers this year. Looks great. The problem with Sandersfield is he's a zone corner and they're asking him to play man. They got to play in more zone. You know, I think we need to look at that team and understand we got to give this regime some time, let them draft some players because the cover was bare. I'm excited. I hope cousin Kyle gets one this year. I'm rooting for him. I do think Sean McVay and the Rams are probably the best team in the league. And it's crazy that they might be a 5th or a 7th seed or whatever they're going to end up.
It's all because they gagged down the stretch in that game. And special teams was a part of that. So that's why they fired their special teams coordinator and promoted my guy, Ben Kotwicka. So hopefully that'll turn around starting tonight for the Rams. Otherwise, the Rams aren't going to have a chance because you can't win with bad special teams in the postseason. Thank you, Jace. Appreciate you. Good to hear from you.
Thanks for taking my call, brother. Love you.
Absolutely. Same to you. Appreciate it. All right, we'll get to Gus in Arlington, Lap in D.C., Mark and Chevy Chase. And we'll get to something that happened over the weekend that was really good that pissed off a lot of people. That's still to come. Plus, Dumb Dumb of the Day next. Or not next, but this hour on the Team 980.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes, if they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything, from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Before we go back to the calls, I was reading this story. It's horrible. I mean, a week and a half ago, if you remember, and even if you're not a NASCAR fan, I mean, I don't know how your heart just doesn't just break when you hear about Greg Biffle and his two kids and his wife in a plane crash, North Carolina, what have you, engine trouble, just awful, plus three others. Last night, Denny Hamlin, who is part of Joe Gibbs Racing and has been, and is multi-time champion, and I believe is a Commanders fan, I believe, but not sure, Virginia native, a house that he owns set ablaze, and one person injured, one person dead, and according to neighbors, apparently, his parents lived in that house. The world is just, you know, I don't know what happened here. Tragedy after tragedy after tragedy. You know? And, it's unavoidable, quite honestly. Just unavoidable. We're still waiting for word, I guess, on whether his parents, again, who occupy the house, and police confirmed to media outlets that his parents do live there. You know, if one of the victims was either one of his parents, and then today on the way in, I heard it popped up on my notice, Anthony Joshua, who just kicked the ever-loving crap out of Logan Paul the other night. Not Logan Paul, that's the wrestler. Jake Paul, sorry. Was in a terrible car accident that killed two people in Nigeria this morning. He was in the boxing match with Jake Paul, and let me clear that up. Jake Paul was not in the accident. Jake Paul was who he beat up in the ring a week and a half ago. Anthony Joshua was in the car accident, not driving, apparently a backseat rider or whatever that killed two people. Apparently a tire burst on a highway, driver lost control on one of the most dangerous roads in Nigeria. the world is just, whew. All right, anyway, somehow we try and, you know, make sense of things, but I don't know how we do that. Let's go to Lapp in D.C. What's up, Lappy? How are you?
Hey, what's up, Rooster?
How are you,
Lappy? Hey, happy holidays to you, man. Hope you have a good New Year's coming
Thank
up.
Thank you. Well, same man. To you.
Maybe get some time for family.
Yep. Same to you, pal.
I'm in agreement with you about the when you were saying about the scheduling, like, you know, for the teams that don't really matter, you know, they definitely could have probably scheduled a little bit better, man. But I like those Saturday games. I mean, those are meaningful. And I'm definitely going to be tuning into that Sunday game, Sunday night football game,
yeah,
for sure.
Well, so what the league is trying to do is get as many playoff deciding or division deciding games isolated, which I get. I mean, I'm critical of the NFL. I'm not stupid. I understand why it benefits the league to have San Francisco, Seattle, and Carolina, Tampa Bay, because in both games they decide division titles. One game is a win and in, lose and out. One game is a win and the one seed and the division title. Like, I get it. I understand. Man, do we have to wait until 7:30 on Sunday night to find out, A, where the Commanders finish in terms of the draft slot, in terms of what their schedule is for next year, and, oh, by the way, we're forced, subjected, whatever, to watch that garbage? Get it over with.
I get you, man. It's definitely nerve-wracking, man, just to all the way – just watch that all the way to the end, but we'll see, man. And the AFC, I want to see what Buffalo does. Definitely Houston. Buffalo kind of scares me. They kind of look shaky. You know, as all the top tier teams look to shaky. You know, Chiefs and Ravens. These are teams that's already been, you know, competing the last 5-7 years, whatever. And then the NFC, you know, I think the Rams could be dangerous. Eagles, man, I mean, Eagles look suspect all season, man. I mean, they kind of look like how they looked when they lost to the Bucks 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
But they just look suspect, man. But they still a dangerous team. You know, they're still Super Bowl champs, defending Super Bowl champs. We'll see. I want to see Carolina get in there instead of Miami. I mean, I'm not Miami. Tampa. Because I want to see Bryce Young in the playoffs, man. You know, they kind of written him off, and it seems like they kind of like supporting him now, so it would be a good accomplishment for him. And as far as us, I think Jaden got to look at all these young quarterbacks in the playoffs right now, especially Caleb. He better be in assassin mode next year, Rooster, and light this lead on fire, man. And we could get better, get our defense. At least, I don't know if we ever get a top five defense again, but at least a top 10, 15, and force some turnovers, man. I mean, I've been telling you that all season. We don't force turnovers. We don't have a defensive identity. It's kind of sad with Dan Quinn being the defensive-minded head coach. So it looks like we're going to have to lean more to the offense, but we got to get that defense better and get some players in here that can help us out.
Yeah.
So we'll see what next year. But I hope we get that draft because I want tape, man. If not, like I said, draft all defensive players in the draft.
All right. Gotcha. I appreciate you. Here's one thing I would say. Again, this proves what I started the show with. Dan Quinn and his Dallas Cowboys defense, now he was the defensive coordinator, play caller, what have you, for all 3 years. They led the NFL in takeaways with like 96 for the 3 years, an average of like 32 or 33 per year. Forget what the exact number were. Led the league in cumulative takeaways. They can't buy one. They can't catch a cold getting a turnover for 2 years here. So either the coach got really dumb and stupid or the players just don't generate takeaways. I don't know. You decide. Let's get to Gus in Arlington next up. What up, Gus? How are you?
Hey, Rooster. Happy holidays.
Gus, happy holidays, pal. How are you?
Doing great. Now, obviously, every offseason you want to get better, right? And so my issue is if Adam Peters decides so, I'm with him if he wants to upgrade the head coach. I know he wants the stability with DQ, but like Clint Kubiak, if he's the next Sean McVay out there, why not go for it? I think DQ, he tossed out as maybe you get one playoff win every other year. I'm looking for more than that. You know, I know DQ is an upgrade from Rivera, but, you know, I saw this year that we were beaten strategically by the likes of KOC, Mike McDaniel, Brian Flores. And I don't think DQ can really, you know, last year he faced a lot of weaker teams. So I don't think he really beat the stronger teams out there.
So I think what, I mean, I understand the point that you're making, right? But here's how I would rationalize it. Here's how I think Adam Peters rationalizes it. They're going to look at injuries, obviously. They're going to look at player execution more than, I believe, more than coaching scheme, what have you. Now, does that mean that they're not going to look and say, look, we didn't do a good enough job with the defense, building the defense, this, that, and the other? Absolutely, and they'll address all that. But I think the general manager in this case will look at it as player first, injury, or injury first, player second, and not think that the coach, meaning the head coach, got stupid overnight, got hit by the stupid tree, and went from a 14-win coach, including two playoff wins, to a 4-win coach this year, right? That's just how I think he's going to evaluate. The question that you bring up, a guy like Clint Kubiak, like, I don't know, man, they came close to getting Clint Kubiak, kind of, 2 years ago, instead of Cliff Kingsbury, because that's who Dan Quinn wanted as his offensive coordinator. But because Dan Quinn didn't have the job and because the Commanders were trying to go through this lengthy interview process, Clint Kubiak took the New Orleans job as their offensive coordinator before eventually getting let go there because of a head coaching change and going up to Seattle. So interesting how these things play out. But I would say this. I mean, listen, you know, you want to make a bold move that would excite people. That would absolutely excite people, Gus. There's no doubt about it. But you're also talking about also bringing in a first-time head coach. So keep that in mind. All right, I appreciate it. Gus, thank you. All right, we don't have enough time to get to Mark and Chevy Chase. I'm sorry, Mark. I apologize. We got something else that we got to get done. Coming up next, a lost weekend? Some are viewing it that way. I'm viewing it as a W times two. For the W's, that's next on the Team 980 after a quick trending alert. All right, Monday Night Football tonight right here on the Team 980. It is Sean McVay and the Los Angeles Rams and Raheem Morris and the Atlanta Falcons. Falcons already eliminated, but if they win, they could create some kind of mess at the top do something. It's just too hard to explain. The point being is, the Falcons are playing out the string, but not exactly. They could create some sort of chaos in the NFC playoff picture. Again, it's yours. Following the DOC, 7 o'clock pregame, around 8:15 on the kick from Mercedes-Benz Stadium in Atlanta. Marcus Freeman, the head coach of the Notre Dame Fighting Irish, says he's staying at South Bend for at least the 2026 season. Was heavily rumored for the Giants job and perhaps other jobs. Meanwhile, Lincoln Riley, the USC head coach, blaming Notre Dame for ending the annual Notre Dame-USC rivalry at least for the next couple of years. Is said Notre Dame said they would play him anytime, anywhere, and that turned out to be not true. Back to the NFL for a sec, Andy Reid said he plans to return as the Chiefs head coach next season as long as the Chiefs want him to come back. From boxing, we just told you about this story. Anthony Joshua, who just beat up in a match a week and a half ago, one of the Paul brothers, he was involved in a fatal car accident this morning in Nigeria. He was not driving. The two-time heavyweight champion was not apparently seriously injured, but again, two others involved in the crash were killed. They are, of course, continuing the investigation. But again, Anthony Joshua said to be in stable condition after the deadly car crash. And from hockey, the Caps back at it tonight against the defending Stanley Cup champions, the Florida Panthers, down in Sunrise, 6:45 the pre on 106.7 The Fan on the Odyssey app. And that's what's trending.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work.
It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
All right, so here's how I wanted to wrap up the main show content of the show today. So on Friday night, Tyler and I Aaron and PJ and his girlfriend, PJ used to work here. We went to the Wizards game against the who the hell did they play? The Toronto Raptors, who are 6 games over .500 coming into the game. Friday night, yeah, I figured night after Christmas, whatever, have a little fun. See the Wizards, haven't seen a game, you know, all year. And I know everybody wants them to lose. I get it. I understand the top eight protection. I mean, it's weird. I was reading an article from The Athletic this morning that is crazy in terms of the qualifiers and connections to the top eighth pick and whatever. Anyway, the Wizards, who tonight host the Phoenix Suns, I keep forgetting to mention that. They're back-to-back home games. They host the Phoenix Suns tonight at 7 at Capital One Arena. They beat the Raptors 138-117. They just shot the hell out of the ball. And they pretty much led most of the way. A small little stretch where the Raptors had a lead. Just a great game, great performance, great shooting, great balance, great everything. Again, like you could not ask the Wizards to play better. And again, the Raptors came in 5 games, 6 games over .500, but struggling just a little bit. Okay? So the Wizards get an unexpected win. And they got it again by shooting the hell out of the basketball, 59% from the floor, and 45% from three, and hit most of their free throws and played a little defense too, and so on and so forth. Last night, the Wizards, bless their heart, went out and beat the Memphis Grizzlies, which they also did last Saturday in Memphis. The Wizards beat the Grizzlies 116-112. Alex Sarr was awesome last night. He had six blocks. The Wizards, again, as I mentioned, beat the Grizzlies a week and change ago now, 9 days ago, in Memphis. That was preceded by a win against the Pacers, sandwiched around a loss to the Spurs in San Antonio, right? Then they lost to the San Antonio Spurs again back home. They lost to the Hornets on the road. But they've won, the Wizards have, one, two, three, four out of their last seven games, right? Which for them qualifies as a modern-day miracle. The Wizards are up to seven wins on the year. Still in last place, still comfortably behind Charlotte, Atlanta, so on and so forth, but flirting with potentially being out of that area that they would secure at least a top eight pick, right? Which, again, it's top eight protected and all that stuff. I mean, it's just a crazy scenario. Anyway, I saw so many Wizards fans upset that they were actually winning games. Instead of worrying about what's correct and what's right, and that's, hey, man, we're trying to build good competitive habits here. We're trying to teach these guys how to play and win night in, night out against good opponents, west, east, on the road, home, back-to-back, all that. Instead, fans are pissed that they're winning games. We don't have a lot of time to get into it now. We will have plenty of time as this season continues to develop. There will be mystery injuries that happen, I'm sure, to protect the Golden Goose. But I'm happy that the Wizards have won two in a row. Tonight, they have a chance to go for three in a row. Now, last night in Chicago, this has nothing to do with the Wizards, but I found this very interesting when I woke up at, 3 o'clock in the morning and started reading my phone and whatever. Not last night. This is from Saturday night. So the Milwaukee Bucks were in Chicago, and they won a game 112 to 103. And Giannis, who has been the subject of trade rumors, unhappy, this, that, and the other thing, finished with 29 points and 8 rebounds. But as the game was in its final seconds, again, with Milwaukee absolutely going to win the game, no chance that they were not going to win the game. With Milwaukee up 110-103 with less than 5 seconds left, Giannis gets a breakaway and goes in full throttle and slams it home and ends the game, and the Bulls take advantage. Here's how it sounded.
Or did you want the
audio? The play-by-play? What do you have, the post-game?
Yes.
That I said? Okay.
Yes.
All right, so hang on 1 second. So Giannis goes in, right, and of course the Bulls take umbrage with that, and they kind of like start yapping at him. Like, what are you doing, man? What are you, Nick Sirianni? Running up the score? Taking cheap shots? And here's what Giannis said after the game when he's asked, hey, man, like, why did you do that in that spot?
We're 11th in the East?
Say it again.
Are we 11th in the East or 12?
11.
Yeah, I'm just got to keep finding our identity. And if that's to, you know, get a little bit of, scrappy at the end, so be it. Like, we're not the champs. Like, why should we have, like, play the clock out and have respect and fair play? Like, we fighting for our lives right now. This is real talk. I've been 13 years in the league. If we keep on losing, brother, there's probably half of the team not going to be here. We're not going to make the playoffs. Like, I really don't care. At the end of the day, I just want to be available, be healthy, help my team win. And if that's what has to happen for everybody to wake up and understand, like, we fight for our lives, if we got to get our hands dirty, so be it.
If we keep fighting, brother, he sounded like Hulk Hogan. Eh, brother, we got to wake up. So, the score was 110-103. Less than 7 seconds left. I don't remember the exact time on the clock as he slammed it home. But ESPN.com is saying 1.9 seconds. All right, so 2 seconds. Again, they're up by seven. on the road, you could argue, hey, man, you don't have to do that. But I don't know. Giannis, who seems a little bit prickly at times, like, I'm trying to wake people up. Even though it's early in the season, we ain't going to be together as a team if we continue to take this poop lightly. The Bucks are now 13-19. He's not wrong. He's not wrong in the context of, hey, man, like, play to the end. Stop with this gentleman's agreement bull. You know what? Me personally, like, could he have laid it in? Could he have circled around? Could he? Sure. Could Nick Sirianni not have gone for two? Absolutely. But instead of throwing a 97-mile-an-hour fastball at somebody's head because they hit a home run off of you, strike them out. Instead of being mad that Giannis dunked with 2 seconds left on you in a 7-point game on your home floor, how about playing better if you're the Chicago Bulls? Or, you know, like, wrapping him up, like, softly to not hurt him, but to commit a foul. Whatever. I don't know. I didn't mind. Like, could Giannis have done something different? Sure. But I didn't have a major problem with it, just like I have no problem with the Wizards winning 2 games in a row, and I'm rooting for them to win a 3rd game in a row tonight against the Phoenix Suns at Capital One Arena. You know why? Because, A, it would prove me right. B, I don't care about tanking in a league. Tanking. Intentionally losing, whatever you people want. I don't care in a league that doesn't reward absolutely with any concreteness what you're trying to accomplish at all. I don't care. Sorry. Doc is coming up, but first, Dumb Dumb of the Day. And once again, Bonnie Blue in the news. We'll have to visit her. Next on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. All right. We featured Bonnie Blue, the OnlyFans porn star, just a couple of weeks ago. I forget exactly the story, but it was somewhat interrelated to our next story. So we bring her back again. So this time, she is facing claims of disgracing Indonesian rules after she was arrested and fined $20. That'll do it. For breaking Bali's road rules. So her real name is Tia Billinger. There was a deleted since video outside of the Indonesian embassy in London where she was surrounded by masked men. Again, just a couple of weeks after she was deported and banned from the country for a decade. So in this video, she is seen walking with the Indonesian flag tucked into the back of her jeans and mimicking a sex act as she stood outside the building while these men cheered her on. And there's pictures of her floating the flag and the men surrounding her in their masks and face coverings and whatnot. And she's smiling and all that. And she said, I'm just here to pay my fine. I'm not even Indonesian. And I got furious, said one social media user, in regards to the clip. Again, she's smiling. She's happy. Apparently, she can do whatever she wants. But using the Indonesian flag after she had been exported from the country, banned from the country for what she did in Bali, which was, I think, a sex boss or whatever she did, trying to set another record. Listen, here's the thing, okay? I am not prude by any means. You do whatever you want to do, whatever makes you happy, okay? Like, you want to sleep with thousands of men? God love you. Ain't me. Ain't my body. Ain't happening. Whatever. I don't have to have respect for you, believe in you, or like you, or anything. I've never been on OnlyFans, fans only, and I never will be, okay? But here's the deal. This woman is rubbing it in people's faces, literally and figuratively, because she's trying to garner publicity and make more money from a bunch of horny toads. She was ordered to pay the $20 fine for a motor vehicle offense. Somehow that came up. Or spend a month in jail. And I guess that will be the latest in the story of Bonnie Blue or Tia Billinger. Until the next episode, what country is she going to wind up next? What is she like? Where in the world is Carmen Sandiego? If you remember that, if you were of a certain age. But listen, Lennon, honey, come on. Just go away. Nobody cares. Nobody cares about you. The only thing people want from you is that's it. All right, dum-dum of the day, Bonnie Blue. The DOC, he ain't a dum-dum. He's coming up burgundy and gold today. He'll take you through Doc Will from 4 until 7. Monday Night Football pregame starts at 7 o'clock. The Rams and the Atlanta Falcons. See you back here tomorrow at 1. Thanks to AMAC on the other side. Thanks to you for listening and hanging out. Have yourself a great rest of your Monday and Happy New Year. We'll be here on Tuesday, not Wednesday and Thursday. Tuesday and Friday of this week. See you tomorrow at 1.
Thank you. Yeah, you can go sit down, Rooster. Goodbye.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.